in a woman? What makes you happy in a relationship? What is the one thing that would motivate you to move mountains?
Confidence, genuine love, and making me my sandwich. And for the people that don't know what the fuck that means, because you haven't heard the podcast yet, it's an analogy that the sandwich crew uses in order to describe a man's mental state of peace. Some people like mechanics. Some people like riding their bike. Some people like playing games. For me, it's a fucking docuseries, a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, and a pre-roll. Simple. Just sit your happy ass next to me. But you see, every man is different. You have to figure out what that fucking mental state of peace is, what gets them to that mental fucking state of peace, and then encourage it and supplement it. Because whenever a man is at peace, he's more willing to open up to you. So, confidence, genuine love, and my fucking sandwich.
I come from a place where you ain't supposed to make it. A place where you die if you don't know the basics. A place where they race you off for survival when love don't exist much. Some lost hope, feeling like even Jesus can't assist us. Now I done took it out of town and showed these other cities how the D be getting down. Where my credit at? Niggas try to play me like a nobody. Now I gotta make them act right like I'm Yo Gotti. Oh man, much love to the DJs who play a nigga shit and run it back like a replay. Couple of them tried to make me pay. What? Bet you when I blow, they be all on my nuts. Fuck them, I don't need radio to win. Got the streets, got the strippers, and my niggas in the pen. And they all wanna see a nigga make it. If a chance, make a champion, my nigga, I'ma take it. Fuck being hesitant. Black Dove Gang, what I represent. Flow so excellent. Count dead presidents. Fuck a bad bitch to the sunrise. Living lawless. Middle fingers to the one time. I done put myself on the line.
Right. Brutus, Brutus. All right. What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the I Am Not As Think As You Drunk I Am podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew. This is your favorite fucking uncle, Nat King Kobe. What's up? What's up, everybody? And as you can see, well, rather hear, I'm solo dolo this week. I don't know where Mo is. I don't know what's going on with that. He probably end up hitting me up soon or whatever. News about Kat. Kat is taking a leave from the pod. He's on a hiatus for a minute. He's he doing his own thing right now. But he will be back. Hopefully sooner than later, but like you know, everything is all good, like you know, if y'all can, you know, reach out to and call him a bald-headed ratchet motherfucker. All right, just show us some love. You know what I'm saying? Just reach out to him and let him know he a bald-headed ratchet motherfucker, whatever Mo him say. But yeah, this ain't episode 209. This is just like, you know, a sidebar, basically, like a half episode, if you want to call it that. But let's get everything started. So Kobe, how was your week? Well, why am I talking to third person? But anyway, my week was pretty cool though. Can't really complain. Saturday, I went to SummerSlam and man, I had a fucking ball. Like, for the people that don't know what SummerSlam is, it's a WWE pay-per-view event is one of their like big four pay-per-views. So I got to do something off my bucket list. You know, I'm pretty happy about that. I had a great time, which is why you guys are getting this episode today, because I damn near completely lost my fucking voice and I couldn't really, record sounding like Doc Rivers and shit. So, yeah. It was just unreal. It seemed surreal. Like when I was there, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I'm actually here. Cause I didn't think I was going to make it. I didn't think I was going to make it there. Because of, financial situations, but, I ended up getting my shit together and boom, I ended up there. You know, I got to, look out for my cousin, cause he the one that got me there, but it's all good. You know, you will be getting your money back soon. Thank you. Thank you though. But yeah, I'm pretty happy about that. Like, I couldn't. And I'm shut you out, Jay. Good looking, man. Thank you. Much love. Thank you. Yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. Just thank you, man. But dude, the crowd was just, the atmosphere is crazy. The crowd was crazy. We was chanting all types of shit from fuck you, Roman, to motherfucking just doo-doo-dooping, the sound was whoa-ooing and all that shit. And man, it's this guy named LA Knight, man. Everybody was going fucking crazy. That's my guy though, because he remind me of the motherfuckers from Attitude there. So like, you know, I know most of y'all like, shut the fuck up, you know, like fucking nerd, we don't fuck with wrestling. But yeah, I mean, shit, everybody got their little hobbies and shit. Like, you know, that's something I hold on to from my childhood. That's one of the last remnants of my childhood, you know. So I always love to watch wrestling and I still do, but like, it's not like I'm like one of the people like, oh, it's real. No, I know it's not real. It's like a soap opera to me, a male soap opera. Basically, that's all it is. And I don't know, it might be cheesy and nerdy or whatever, corny, but I like the little storylines and shit. And it's somewhat hilarious to, sometimes it's somewhat hilarious to see what they can come up with, what they can come up with each show, like different scenarios. I don't know. It's always intrigued me. I just love it. Can't even lie about it. Like, you know, but yeah. yeah, it was cool though. Cool. The crowd was crazy. The matches were good. The food and drink prices were high as shit. Yeah. But I still had a good time, so it's all good. That's enough of that. And yes. Some of you guys are probably wondering what the fuck is going on with Kobe, because if you've been on the pod page on IG, as you can see, I've shaved my beard. I decided to shave my beard, like, you know, majority of it, basically. I only got like a little patch. I got the throwback cat. I got the throwback cat. So, I decided to cut it off because my shit started kind of getting patchy and shit. Like, I guess I was just like, fucking with it too much, like pulling my shit out or whatever. But
I remember like a month or two ago, I had a big ass like hair bump growing from over there. Like I think the right side of my cheek. So I motherfucking I kept like picking with it, and I'm like, why the fuck am I picking with this? I'm just making it worse. And I ended up doing this. My wife gave me some shit to put on it, like some acne type shit, and it went away like in 2 days. I'm like, shit, that was cool. But it left a patch, I think. And every time I looked over there, I seen a bald patch. I'm like, damn, what the fuck is going on? It was just like thin right there. And I didn't like it. Then it looked like it was starting to get thin on the left side too. And I'm like, no, fuck that. I got to get the beard back healthy and shit. So I decided to just go straight old school, throwback 2008 mark, you know, fresh out of high school, you know what I'm saying? Ready for the world, you know, ready for the world. I decided to just chop it off and start over. You know, it'll be back probably. I want to say I have a nice little hookup. Not back, not all the way back, like, you know, not, and fuck you motherfuckers that got jokes for me and shit. A motherfucker called me Hedrick Douglass. One motherfucker called me Baldwin Luther King Jr. Another motherfucker called me Lil Penny. Lil fucking Penny, bro. Fucking. Man, go on the page and check my shit out. Motherfucker called me Lil Penny. I'm mad as fuck about that. Damn, my wife called me Ray from Sister Sister. I was fucking pissed. I don't look like no fucking Ray, though. Come on now. Like, hold on. I draw the line somewhere. Man, I'm tired of the insults. Y'all stop fucking with me. Stop fucking with me. Fuck y'all. Motherfuckers. Oh, yeah, my niece. My niece called me Mr. Potato Head. Like, man. Like, why everybody got crack on me, though? Like, I'm just trying to grow my beard back. It wasn't healthy. I cut it off. All right? I cut my shit off. All right? Like, golly. Damn, let me live. Can I live for a minute? Shit. But enough of all that. Today I kind of want to just have a quick little conversation about like what I realized this weekend. I realized I'm speaking to the man and women. You can also, like, you know, you vice versa, like, you know, I'm speaking, if you want to take this in, you can take it in. Like, it's, I'm learning it's okay to hang with yourself, if that makes sense, to hang by yourself. Like, Take yourself out. It's all right. Like, you know, sometimes you need that break. Sometimes you need to take yourself out. Sometimes you need to take yourself out and get a mental break from all the bullshit that's, like, you know, and stress that's going on, like, you know, within your life, or all, like, you know, if you feel like, you know, the walls are crashing down. Sometimes you gotta go do something you like, or, like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just gotta step back and remember, like, you know, sometimes you gotta step back and remember to take care of yourself, to take care of you. Because if you don't, like, you know, end up like in a dark place. I'm of course speaking for, like, myself. Like, I don't know. It was like after the pandemic, I was already going through some shit before the pandemic. But after the pandemic, it seemed like each year got worse and worse. And I found myself like in a predicament to where I was trying to refine myself, and I still am, like, you know, I'm trying to find my adult self right now. And I mean, it's been difficult because at first, like, when I first, like, you know, started going on this journey, I just realized, like, wow, like, you know, it's like one day it hit me, like, damn. Like, I just didn't get out of high school. Like, I'm fucking here now. I'm an adult. Like, you know what I'm saying? I am. The next generation is here. And I didn't know how to really accept that. Like, I don't know. Responsibilities and shit was never my thing. As y'all can see, when I'm not very responsible, you know, I'm trying to learn to be. I'm trying to basically trying to not be negative and let shit get me down or discourage me and keep going, basically. That's basically what I got to do. I have no choice but to keep going. So, yeah, I just keep at it. Basically, I'm not gonna never give up. I gotta keep going, you know. But that was just some trash. But like, I noticed, like, in order to find yourself, you have to be by yourself. To which I was so comfortable with being around people, like, all the time. When the pandemic happened, like, matter of fact, when I moved to Tennessee, it was different because I was on my own for the first time, like, completely, like, on my own. Like, you know, even, yeah, I had my wife with me, and but I didn't have anybody there to, like, you know, lean on, you know. I couldn't be, like, very, you know, nonchalant with my money or whatever. I couldn't really make dumb decisions. And which I did. I still made dumb decisions. I couldn't afford to, but I made dumb decisions. But I don't know, as the years go by, I feel like I've learned from the dumb decisions that I made. And I also learned that relationships with people are very important. And I just want to apologize to, like, everybody that feel like I kind of pushed them away and all that. But I just needed time for me. Like, I still kind of need time for me. You still, like, you might see me out and about, like, a little bit, but it's still, like, I'm still trying to basically find myself. Trying to figure myself out, you know. But all that being said, it's very important to take care of yourself. Like, I went to SummerSlam. I went with my cousin, but we didn't end up sitting together because he got his ticket before me, and he ended up getting my ticket, but it was in, like, a different row. So, in a different section also, but, so I was basically by myself, and, it was cool. Like, I don't know. It was a new experience. Like, for me, I was nervous because I'm like, yo, like, I usually got some people with me because it's like, you know, you never know when some dumb shit might pop off and shit, but. Like, I felt nervous, and I felt like, you know, I was anxious. I was I was kind of paranoid, hoping wasn't no dumb shit pop, like gonna pop off or nothing. But I think it's part of my overthinking. Cause I ended up having a hell of a time and kicking it with the people next to me and all that shit, man. Ain't nothing stupid happened. Ain't no fucked up shit happened. Like, you know, I feel like I just need to, sometimes we think too much negative shit and you just got to get out of your head. Like, I just figure I got to get the fuck out of my head and just, you know, just loosen up and have a good time like I used to, you know. And I had a great time, man. It was fun. And I felt good afterwards. I felt like, yo, I felt like I kind of got a little bit of me back. It felt good. Like I did something that I always wanted to do as a fucking kid. That was dope. That was dope. But I had to, I gotta basically mend. I feel like I basically gotta mend fences between relationships also, because I have been like distant towards like just about everybody, but I don't know. It's like I didn't want people to see me like, you know, all fucked up and shit, or like I didn't want people like to hear me like complaining all the time and shit. So I didn't want to be not me, you know, because like I'm normally known as like the life of the party, the motherfucker that everybody like, you know, loves, like, you know, go to the, like, you know, have fun. I'm the fun cousin. I make everybody laugh and all that shit. And I'm the cool, fun, you know, chill cousin. I get along with everybody, you know. But I don't know. I was at every party. I did everything, you know, but I just felt like I just needed to get away to find me. Like, I don't know. I didn't, it was one day, it was just like, I didn't know who the fuck I was. But I'm learning now to take time for me. Even if I got to do it alone. Even if you got to do it alone, take time for you. That's the message of the day. I know I probably rambled on about a bunch of other shit, like my brain be jumping from do 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 do, like, you know, it just fucking jumps. Okay, leave me alone. Stop fucking with me. But yeah, to all those struggling out there though, like, you know, with finding yourself, just, you know, don't be afraid to go out there and do something you like. You know, don't be afraid to just try something new. Which I'm thinking about, but I got to think of what I'm going to try. I think I might start cooking. I don't know. Because I'm going to be pissed off if I fuck the shit up. So I don't know. I might. I'm thinking about it. But yeah, basically, just everybody just, you know, take care of yourself. Find your peace. And just love yourself. Even if, like, you know, you got to look in the mirror every day and tell yourself you love yourself, just do it. Like, you know, it might feel weird off rip, but like each time you do it, you know what I'm saying? You start feeling better about shit. You just start feeling better about life. With that being said, let me just end this episode because I've been rambling and babbling. I'm by myself, but you know, Mo will be back next episode, I think. And everybody reach out to Kat, show him some love. Tell him what's up, you know, tell him we here for you. We love you, man. We love you, Kat. See you when you get back, I guess. Well, I'll see you before then, but then see you when you get back and hear you when you get back. We miss you. And with that being said, don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend about your favorite podcast. I hope I did it justice. I tried this time. At least I tried this time. This has been another episode of the I Am Not As Think As You Drunk I Am pod featuring the Sandwich Crew. This is your boy, your favorite fucking uncle, Nat King Kobe. Holla at y'all later. Peace.